Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Cat Who Smelled a Rat by Lillian Jackson Braun, narrated by George Guidel. This work is copyrighted 2000 by Lillian Jackson Braun. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books. When you are 400 miles north of anywhere, in the midst of a bad drought, you'd better have enough sense to smell trouble on the horizon. Even with winter on the prowl, it would be easy to get burned. Fortunately, Jim Quillerin enjoys the help of the most discerning of early warning systems. The sensitive, inquisitive, unbelievably prescient feline nose. And now, The Cat Who Smelled a Rat.
Chapter 1. It was late October, and Moose County, 400 miles north of everywhere, was in danger of being wiped off the map. In the grip of a record-breaking drought, towns and farms and forests could be reduced to ashes overnight, given a single spark and a high wind. Volunteer firefighters were on round-the-clock alert, and the congregations of 14 churches prayed for snow. Not rain, snow. Winter always began with a three-day blizzard called the Big One that buried everything under snow drifting to 10 feet. So the good folk of Moose County waxed their snow shovels, bought antifreeze and earmuffs, stockpiled bottled water and flashlight batteries.